Welcome to Culture Crash, where we examine what's new and old in entertainment. Oscar nomination day always comes with a lot of controversy and talk of snubs. This year definitely didn't have its shortage of snub talk, but most of that was focused on movies that were nominated for Oscars missing out on certain categories. While those conversations are worthwhile and will definitely continue through Oscar Sunday, let's take a moment to look back at some of the countless great movies of 2023 that received zero nominations at this year's Oscars. I was one of the many people hoping The Iron Claw could sneak into Best Picture, or at a minimum for Zac Efron to get a nomination for Best Actor. While that wasn't meant to be, that's okay, because The Iron Claw remains one of my favorites of 2023, and seems like a movie destined to make a big splash on streaming. I was also hoping Viola Davis could secure a spot in the Best Supporting Actress race for her role in the Michael Jordan sneaker movie Air. She already has one Oscar on four nominations, so this isn't the most devastating snub, but she really is incredible, and she grounded Air with so much humanity as Dolores Jordan. All of Us Strangers, a sad, lonely tale about a gay man who seemingly communes with his late parents as he begins a situationship with his neighbor, was one of the most earnest and emotional movies I watched all year, and I was hoping for some recognition at the Oscars, whether it was for Andrew Scott as a lead actor, the movie's incredible script, or even the movie itself in Best Picture. It just missed at the Oscars, but it has been nominated and won at several other ceremonies, and it's absolutely worth your time and your tears. I also thought Rachel McAdams was spectacular in Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret. Penelope Cruz was a force in Ferrari, and the technical craft all over David Fincher's The Killer was the best of the best. But in the end, there are only so many nominations to go around. Art isn't made to win awards, and despite their lack of nominations, movies like All of Us Strangers and Air will stick with me long after the Oscars come and go. I'm Evan Rook.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.